Welcome back to hour two of the Community Corner Show. My name's Tim Moore and you're listening to Roach Valley Radio on a Saturday afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us. It's a great pleasure to have you. I've now been joined by two wonderful people sitting across a desk from me. If you have 5 minutes, if you go to the Roach Valley Radio website, on the landing page, you will see a fantastic picture of me standing next to our trailer talking to an extremely glamorous looking woman. That's Lisa, one of the senior fundraisers from Berry Hospice, who has joined me this afternoon. Hello, Lisa.
Hi.
We first met back at that event, wasn't it? At
we
the
did.
Rock.
Yeah, yeah. It was a heart donation station at the Rock, and you came to cheer everybody up and let everyone have a song played for them.
Oh, well, I wouldn't necessarily go that far, but I tried. That's very nice of you to say so. I tried my best. Yeah, so we first met there. So you've been with Berry Hospice for how long now?
13 months now.
13 months. And you're, Alison, you're a bit of a newbie, aren't you?
I am a newbie, yes. I've been at the hospice for 3 months.
So how are you finding it? Are you enjoying it?
I'm absolutely loving it, but I'm amazed about the amount of work the hospice does, mm-hmm. and what we achieve and how little we have to achieve this on, which is part of the reason to come talk to you today.
Absolutely. So you've been on the show a couple of times, Berry Hospice. We've had various people from the organisation, but just in case people are unaware of you, I mean, you've been part of the fabric of Berry for 30 years. It's your 30th birthday this year, isn't it?
It is our 30th birthday. We were established as a 4-bed hospice in 1991, and now we're based in the new hospice, a fairly new hospice, on Rochdale Old Road since 2013. So, yes, we've been around with Berry, serving the Berry community for 30 years.
And serving the community is a really good way to put it, because you are, you know, I see you at everything. There are Berry Hospice fundraisers at literally the opening of an envelope. You're at more things than we are, which takes an awful lot of doing, really, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
So you've got this massive network of volunteers out there raising money for you.
Yeah, we have over 450 volunteers. So they work everywhere, as you say. They work in the hospice, they work out in the community, they work in the shops. They're all our fundraising events. I mean, they're incredible, and we couldn't survive without our volunteers. They are beautiful people.
They are beautiful people, absolutely. Selling cookbooks, selling all sorts of things when you get out there.
Our lovely May Shipper bottom, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, and I should also say, talk about diversifying. Thank you very much for picking up my Christmas tree.
It was an absolute pleasure. We absolutely love it. We had 36 volunteers that were rolling the sleeves up. A lot of them are retired fire people, and they rolled the sleeves up, and it was immense the amount of support we got, and it raised, was it just over 17,000?
Yeah, nearly 18,000.
Wow, really?
Pounds. Yeah. It's a phenomenal activity, and we just want to thank everybody who got involved.
Well, the two who turned up at my house couldn't have been nicer. They came around the back of the house and got it and everything, honestly.
Well, who wouldn't want the tree picked up by a fireman?
I wasn't as happy as my other half. Would you like a cup of tea? No, we've got somewhere else to be. But that's just sort of one example of the you've got so many different strands of fundraising, haven't you?
Absolutely,
From shaking buckets to...
Yeah, buckets and tubs.
Yeah.
I mean, we have to raise, and I think if I'm allowed to say this now, we have to raise £3.5 million a year just to run the hospice as it is.
And like you said, that's not to extend your services, that's just to keep the lights
that's
on,
That's just
isn't
to
it?
Keep the lights on, basically. So we, for that £3.5 million to run the hospice, we have to raise £3 million a year. We only get the funding of 16% from the government. And that's what amazed me when I joined. I thought we possibly had to raise that amount, but we have to raise £3 million a year. And we do that through a variety of ways. We obviously through fundraising. We have 3 retail shops and we do the lottery. We have a big lottery. Mm-hmm. So that is the way we fund. We are a 12-bed hospice, but we can only afford to fund 6 beds at the moment. And we do a variety of services, which are phenomenal. And I don't know if you wanted to talk through those or...
Well, yeah, I mean, what you just said sort of makes it remarkable about the ambition of the place, really. You know, you're not just there for the end of life, are you?
Absolutely not.
You want to start coming in a lot earlier than that.
Yeah, so we actually have a hospice liaison nurse and we have our outreach team. And what we want to be is the place that people feel they're going to get that support. So if someone feels that they could potentially have a life-limiting illness, you can phone the hospice and the hospice liaison nurse will signpost you to where they feel you're going to be needed to be supported. So it could be to... send you to go and get some tests, or it could be that people could be more advanced and need to have the outreach support. But our support sometimes is just to get people to have pain relief. We have our chemotherapy clinic, so we do have a fantastic partnership with the Christie. So for those people that maybe have experienced the Christie, I know myself, for my dad, the travelling, taking my dad down to Stockport was really, really intense because of the motorway traffic, the Stockport motorway traffic. So for the people of Bury to know that they can come to our beautiful hospice and have that chemotherapy and then sit in the lovely cafe, our cafe retreat, we're very lucky to have amazing food cooked fresh every single day. We don't do ping meals, and they can look out at our lovely yeah, everything's cooked from scratch. So Diane, Krista and our lovely Amir are creating amazing food all day, and the volunteers as well, cakes and beautiful food. So when people come, they feel more relaxed as soon as they come through the door. They've not got that multi-story to have to tackle at
No, and our centre is called the Living Well Centre, and that's what it's all about. It's making sure these people are living well. Even though they may be on the end of life, it's about giving that hope, that support, that care, and not just for the patients, but also for the carers, for the families. We do sort of complementary therapy groups now, and we also have reflexology, and we have massage, which can be for the carers as much as the patients. We do a huge bereavement service, and that is for adults and for children. And we have the Sunflower Group for children who can come along, and they have little discussions, and they play games, and they talk about the passing of the parents or the grandparents. And it's so important. We go from sort of all these services through the end of life and further on. We help people even after the patient has passed away. We're there for the families and for the carers, and that is crucially part of what we offer at Bury Hospice.
So this concept of looking, not just looking after the patient's physical needs, but their emotional, their spiritual and their social needs as well, is this something that every hospice does, or is this something that you're really sort of driving?
A lot of hospices have hospice at home, but our outreach is more earlier intervention. And sometimes that can actually be, if our outreach team could potentially go to make sure that maybe someone can go shopping, so they'll look after the patient, or they'll just sit and hold a patient's hand. We had one of our nurses at the outreach team was talking about a chap who was having outreach support. And she had a real soft spot for this chap, and he needed to come into hospice for end of life care. He couldn't be cared for at home anymore. And when she asked him what he wanted to bring to the hospice, there were two things. One thing was his own pillow, and the other thing was the one birthday card that he got that year.
Oh, God.
And that one birthday card was actually written from the outreach team with lots of love for him. So he had nobody in the world other than the nurses, and he couldn't have had more love. So that's just one of the many, many reasons that our nurses, you know we can't add life, time to people's life, but we can add life to people's time with us.
Yeah, and there's dignified ways to go, isn't there?
Absolutely.
Yes. Which is something that you do offer.
Yes. Yeah. And when people come to see us as well, a lot of the nurses will actually ask if there's a particular time that they're looking to celebrate. So, you know, we've brought Christmas forward for people that want to celebrate Christmas
together. Had weddings in the hospice for people.
Yeah.
I remember that being in the
services, yeah.
Yeah, we had a little boy that went down to our catering team and said that it was his daddy's birthday coming up, but he wanted a big chocolate cake for his daddy, but he wasn't sure whether his daddy was going to make his birthday. So we brought his birthday forward, and the catering team, Diane actually made a cake at home that night and brought it in for them. So that's the level. People work at our hospice for the cause, not for the applause. We're all about making people's lives matter.
Just do that again. For the cause, not the applause.
For the cause and not the applause.
I like that. Right, listen, we're going to stop for some music. I'm going to wipe my eyes and blow my nose. And then we will we'll come back for a bit more of a conversation with Lisa and Alison. Don't go anywhere. Welcome back to the Community Corner. Saturday afternoon, you're listening to Roche Valley Radio. Sorry about that, we were just having a bit of a chat off air. I'm talking to Lisa and Alison from Bury Hospice. Before the music, we were talking about the fantastic things that you do, but also the sheer amount of money it takes to keep this place up and running. And I know that you do a lot with fundraising and things like that, but there are other ways people, especially businesses, can get involved and help, aren't there?
Yes, definitely. We are in the community for the community, and therefore we do rely on it. We get fabulous community support from people. But we really are interested in talking to businesses in Bury, especially about how they can support us. If they'd like to become patrons, we could become their charity of the year. We have a patron board scheme now where we will offer rewards and incentives when people join together with us in relationships and partnerships. So we are spending a lot of time now talking to businesses in Bury and getting them involved with us on a long-term relationship.
And that sort of thing is going to only increase, I would imagine, as you're kind of getting into the community, your early outreach thing starts to increase as well, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. And the thing, the whole idea about the corporate partnerships is exactly that. It's a partnership. So the people that we work with, they might, their staff might get involved in going on our lottery, donating items to our shops. We've got the 7 shops all together, one of them being a bridal shop. So if people go to a wedding or something like that, you know, they can donate their outfit to our boutique, which is beautiful. They can volunteer, which is also fundraising too, or sponsor events. There's loads and loads of different ways.
We have payroll giving. They can organise their own events within the business. So it can build up. It's like a shopping list, a tick list of things they could do within the business.
Yeah.
And that can add up to a lot of money over a year. Yeah. And that's what we're looking for. We're looking for business pledges to get involved and build up a relationship with Bury Hospice.
And do you know what? There aren't many in Bury, there aren't many higher profile sort of organisations that have been going for so long in Bury. It's a brilliant idea for businesses to get tied up with you, isn't it?
Definitely. Yeah. And it runs both ways. I mean, you know, there'll be a link to the Bury Hospice brand, to the Christie brand. I mean, it is a fabulous cause, as we all know. So we will be hounding people in Bury businesses, unfortunately.
Gently nudging, I choose to say.
Yeah. But it's a service which, you know, it's always going to be needed. It's always going to be required. But also people's needs and people's wants are sort of changing. I mean, you were telling me before we started about you were at Tesco's and you did like a straw poll of people, didn't you?
Yeah, absolutely. So our community coordinator, Rachel, she was at Tesco's in Bury and we were getting awareness about the outreach, but we actually had these lolly sticks that we were giving to people. We had 3 jars. One was named Home, one was named Hospice, and one was named Hospital. And we're actually asking people about where they would choose to spend their last days. Now, I'd say 95% put it into the Home pot, and the others put it into the Hospice pot. But the people that we got to speak to were actually saying, actually, if I do need to be at the Hospice, the people that had actually experienced hospice care before were saying it's a very close second to Home, because it is a home from home. 5-star hotel, really, isn't it, Alison?
I was going to say, one of the things that I do want to talk about is you have open days, don't you? People can go and see it. And if you do get the chance, the gardens are amazing. That kind of Zen garden that you've got.
Yeah, we have the Japanese garden.
It's a lovely spot.
Yeah, it's absolutely beautiful. And it is like a 5-star hotel, Lisa's right. But it also emphasises the need to enhance our outreach team. So at the moment we've got 4 outreach care staff and a community coordinator nurse. But we do need to develop on that as well.
Absolutely.
So we can get out and see people in the homes and help them in the homes.
Yes, absolutely. And that is something which is obviously intrinsic to your vision and also to the way that you want to tie yourself into the community as well, which is absolutely great. We're going to have a break for a little bit of music, and then we're going to come back and we will talk about the things which Bury Hospice has got coming up this year. I've got a list a mile long of stuff that you've got coming up over the next 12 months. So we're just going to have a bit of a break and we'll come back and then we'll do that. And also we'll talk about the schools project as well.
Yeah.
All right, we'll be back after this. Welcome back. We're still talking to Lisa and Alison from Bury Hospice. We've been through the hospice, what they do, what they can offer to the community, how you can get involved, the different sorts of fundraising that they do. So let's talk about what you've got planned for 20. You can't see this, but they're currently dancing in front of me. Everybody loves my bed. So let's talk about what you've got planned for this year. I know you've got so many events coming up. I suppose the next one that you've got coming up is you've got a comedy night coming up, haven't you?
We have indeed, and I'm very, very lucky because Jason Manford's little brother just happens to be one of my very good friends. So Colin is a younger brother, but I would say twice as funny. you can pay me later. Actually, you do look a little bit like Colin.
Colin.
Yeah, you do, actually.
Who, Jason Manford's little brother?
Yeah, you do.
Oh, my God, I look like Jason Manford's little brother.
You do.
You've got a whiff of Colin Manford. Yes.
Wow, that's not a phrase I ever want you to say again.
That could be a comedy night theme. Whiff of Colin Manford.
A whiff of Colin Manford. So Colin Manford, he has something called Playing Comedy, and he's hilarious. He's got his own podcasts and things. So he's agreed to do a comedy night for us. Tickets are £20. We've actually sold a lot of tickets. We've not got an awful lot left, but still enough. If you'd like to sign up to get some tickets, give the fundraising a call on 0161 797 1748. That's 0161 797 1748, little plug. And three of his friends are going to be there. So we've got Dave Twentyman, who's hilarious. Martin Moore, again, really, really funny, and Nick Doody. And these guys have also done a lot of writing for things like 8 out of 10 Cats and things, so that we've got really, really good quality comedians. And if you work it out, it's a fiver a comedian.
Yeah, it's brilliant value.
So it's at the Hayloft Suite Stables, and it's on Friday the 25th of February.
Okay.
And we'd like to thank, is it DNA?
Yes, so we've got DNA Financial Services, Johnny Dunn, who's kindly sponsored it along with Keenan's Estate Agents. So that's the Mortgage Geniuses and Keenan's Estate Agents. And hi to Faye and the team at the Rockingbury, because we're their charity of the year and they've done loads for us, including sponsoring this event.
So that's in February the 23rd. And then moving into March, you've got the Memories Walk, which I know is quite an important thing for the hospice, isn't it?
Yes, it's a huge thing for the hospice, and it's something we've never done before, so we really want everybody to get involved. The idea is we're going to walk from the old hospice on Doomers Lane to the new hospice here on Rochdale Old Road. It's been sponsored by Newbank Garden Centre, so we'll be stopping off there for some drinks and refreshments. We'd like people to come along and do it as a sponsored event to raise about £50 if they can, or more, walking groups, and we'll have a sign that they can pin on who they're actually walking in memory of. And then they'll walk through and they'll raise sponsorship money. And then at the end at the hospice, we'll be having drinks and we'll be having food and we'll be having some sort of memorial service. And everybody will receive a T-shirt who signs up. Registration is £15. And everybody receives a T-shirt, a sponsorship form. They'll get a little sort of metal flower, which they then can plant in the grounds of the hospice. And it's going to be a beautiful event, and you can sign up again on our website. You can register. It's £15 registration, and we'd like everybody to try and raise £50 or more towards the hospice.
Okay, so that is, sorry, by the way, that's the studio door. I do apologise.
My knees.
No, it's not. There's a little bit of on-air production going on, so I do apologise for the creaking in the background. So you've got that going on. The Sportsman's Dinner is next.
The Sportsman's Dinner is on the 11th of March, mm-hmm. And that's being supported. We've got Sam Allardyce, who's very, very generously given his time for free, and he'll be in sort of a questions and answer session. We've got an amazing comedian called Dr. Kevin Jones, who's the funny consultant, yeah. Comedian consultant, and we've got very few tables left for that, and that's £60 a ticket if you wanted to contact the hospice. And again, that's been sponsored by PM&M and Woodcocks, Howarth and Nuttall, so we are very grateful to them for sponsoring the event that night.
There are a lot of businesses, we should say, even though you would like more, there are a lot of businesses who give a lot of support to Bury Hospice.
Incredible support. I mean, again, I know we're going to talk about the Schools Challenge as well, and we've got a lot of businesses on board there as mentors and contributing, so The support we have of businesses so far is incredible, and we absolutely love them for it.
Seeing as how you mentioned it, let's talk about the school challenge, because this is an individual, this is a unique thing. I haven't heard of something like this before, so tell us more about this.
Okay, it's the Bury Hospice Young Business Innovation Team Challenge, bit of a long title. and what we've tried to do is we've tried to create, it's like a young enterprise scheme that can work across several ages, and we want to do it with all the senior schools in Bury. We've got two signed up already, and we've just started to sign the schools up, and it's running from sort of February through to April, end of February through to April. When we basically want the school, senior school, to sign up, we'll have a business mentor who will give them £50, and they've got to create some sort of business idea, business plan, which they will then change that £50 into as much money as possible for the hospice. And they can do that by creating a product and selling it, or an idea, or just anything they want to do that's very creative. It's not just about who can raise the most money. What we wanted to do is make it very sort of all-encompassing. So it's very much about if they can do, whoever does the best business plan, the most innovative idea, the best publicity and social media achieved, and then the most money raised and the best promotional video. So there's a range of categories that can win prizes, and then there will be an overall winner, the best of all of that. We're making it very much so people with different skills can get involved. So children who are very good at music, they can create the video, do interview skills, business plan, marketing, finance. So it's not just very, very focused on one group. I hope they can get a big team of 14 people to create this board, and we'll put them together with a business mentor who will then give them business advice, and they will create a video as they go along about their business plan. We're very lucky to have yourselves on board, Roche Valley Radio, as one of our judges.
Thank you very much.
The Berry Times will be on board as well, and we really are going to make it very much about promotional and getting people included. And so far, again, we've got some great business mentors. We've got Keenan's Estate Agents, we've got Financial Options Group, we've got Garrick, DNA Financial Services, Constantine Law, PM&M, JP Wolfe and Dunn's going to help with the video ideas. Best of Berry are getting involved as well. We've got Gordon Burns off the BBC and the Crypton Factor. He's done a little video explaining how you should present yourself in a video. Mm-hmm. And Noreen Kershaw is one of our trustees, the actress and director. She's getting on board as well to help mentor. So it's going to be a great event. We really want all the senior schools. We have approached them so far. And there's great enthusiasm. It is a new project that we're doing, but we're very keen to get involved with the schools and also with the primary schools. You know, there's going to be the bunny hop. There's more events coming up to involve the primary schools. But this was like a young enterprise idea to raise as much money for the hospice, but have great fun and have business skills and ideas along the way.
And it's the things that the children can take along with them then when they leave school. It's something I really wish they'd have done when I was a child, because they're going to learn so much from these business mentors. So when they do decide to get a job, they've got some fantastic skills, and being mentored is just huge. So if your school is interested in taking part, please get in touch with us in the fundraising office. The more the merrier, and we can get some fantastic skills to your students.
Yeah. That sounds like an absolutely great project. It does. And if people want to get involved, how do they do it?
Well, we've sent all the information out to the schools.
Okay.
So they've all had their pack as well.
Right.
And we will be calling them and following up on that. But they can always go on our website and look for the details there as well.
Brilliant. Well, listen, thank you so much for coming in. An hour's gone like that.
Wow.
I know. Sorry, go on. This is something...
It was just a dedication?
Yes. I was going to come to
sorry.
That in a second. No. Sorry. I was going to do it in a slightly more subtle way.
Oh, sorry. No.
No. You go home and produce the show, Alison. It's fine. Okay, go on. You did want to say something.
Yes. I just want to make a dedication. My mum had dementia, and she was in a care home, and she passed away on Thursday after a long fight with dementia. But I actually then saw how, at first hand, how end-of-life care happens. And I just wanted to make a dedication for my mum, Kath Sagar, but also for the carers everywhere, the end-of-life palliative nurses and carers who look after these patients and their families. They do an incredible job. I mean, it's just, you know, to see their dedication, the care, the compassion, the things they do is unbelievable. And I just wanted a record of dedication for my mum, but also for everybody out there who's working on end-of-life care. You do the most amazing and incredible job.
Absolutely.
And I thank you all.
Well said. Absolutely well said. Thank you so much for coming in, both of you.
It's been an absolute pleasure.
You are going to come back in like next month, aren't you?
Yes, of course.
Yeah? Every month.
Please, we'll date you.
Please
come in every month. It's the easiest hour I do, honestly. It's been absolutely brilliant having you in. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you.
We look forward to seeing you again next time.
Yay.
Lovely.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.